How to stop anxiety from ruining your social life. Chances are, if you're dealing with anxiety, the panic attacks, the physical symptoms, you might have become agoraphobic. At least I was. I stopped leaving my house. I stopped going to events. My house became my comfort zone. And so when I started getting back to the recovery journey, I began going back to these social events. But I wasn't the same Sean that I used to be. I wasn't this carefree, fun, outgoing Sean, at least not in the beginning. A lot of people get stuck in this process of the recovery journey because they try to go back to living and they're just not able to enjoy themselves. And so in this video, I want to talk about how to regain your social life, especially if you're dealing with anxiety. How do people go from someone that can't leave their house to going to social events, to going to parties, and just enjoying themselves? So let's get it started. Before we talk about how to regain your social life, we need to focus on, are you on the path of recovery at this moment? If you haven't already started the recovery journey, you will go to these events, you'll panic, and you'll end up running back home, and you'll get the conception that, oh man, I'm never going to be myself. I'm never going to go back to living. So before you even go out and white knuckle all this and go back to living as normal as possible, take a moment and ask yourself, are you truly on the recovery journey? Here's a good way to know if you're on the recovery journey. Number one, do you know why you're experiencing these symptoms? Number two, are you learning how to respond? Number three, have you been doing this for long enough? And if you want to know more, I'll have resources in the link down below, or you can go to byebyepanic.com. It'll help you understand why you're experiencing these symptoms. It's really because your nervous system has become hypersensitive. Your body has hit a stress threshold, and as a consequence, your nervous system has become very sensitive. If you can learn how to desensitize your nervous system, this is how your symptoms go away. A big part of learning how to desensitize your nervous system is knowing why you're experiencing the symptoms. If you know what that is and you know how to respond to your symptoms, then it's a good time to begin regaining your social life. Now, when I was going through the recovery journey, I was somebody that I felt like you couldn't even recognize. I went from somebody that was carefree to somebody that, like I said, couldn't leave his house. And when I started leaving my house, it felt like I was climbing Mount Everest. I had to like mentally prepare because I would have panic attacks in the morning. I would have all these really intense symptoms. I felt like my nerves were fried in the morning. I would be going out to work, and then slowly I'd start going out to events. And I would notice I didn't want to go to these events. I just honestly just wanted to stay at home. And my friends would ask me out. They say, hey, yo, let's hang out after this. Like, let's go out. You know, there's this one event right here. Let's go. And I was like, I really don't want to go. And it was because my nervous system was sensitized. I was exhausted. I was like, you have no idea what it took for me just to do the shift. And I have to do it again tomorrow. So I need some time to rest. But I thought about it and I was like, no, what would Sean, who didn't deal with anxiety, what would he have done? And that Sean would have gone out and would have had a good time. And so that's what I would do. And so when you're on the recovery journey and you're going to these events, the first thing to understand is that you will go to these events and you won't have fun. It's okay to not have fun. The purpose of going to these events is not to have fun. It's not to chase a feeling, right? You've been doing that so much when it comes to anxiety recovery. You don't want to chase a feeling. You're going to these events because you're not letting anxiety dictate your life anymore. That's it. Full stop. If you enjoy it, you enjoy it. If you don't, that's okay too. The confidence and the self-esteem that comes from the fact that you chose to do this and that you didn't listen to anxiety is way more monumental than just the fact that you went and didn't have fun. And so I kept doing this. I kept doing this consistently, week after week, month after month. I would keep going out. Anytime my friends asked me out, I would say, okay, let's go. Let's go have fun. Let's just do it. It's fine. Even if I don't have fun, it's okay. And what happened over time, ironically, was, yeah, I did actually kind of enjoy it a little bit. There were times where, you know, I felt neutral about it. I was like, yeah, I don't care if we go out or not. But I would go anyway. That was a big shift from the fact that I didn't want to go at the beginning. And then over time, I actually kind of enjoyed it. I kind of was looking forward to it. I was like, you know what? I'm down to hang out. Let's just vibe. Let's just hang out and let's have a good time. And so it's very important to understand what was happening here, which is I wasn't following my feelings. What I was doing was I was focused on action. I was focused on living my life. The feelings came after. And one of the biggest mistakes anxiety sufferers make is that they try to follow their feelings first. They'd want to enjoy something first and then go do it. But with recovery, it's flipped. You're putting the cart in front of the horse. You have to focus on living and action, and the enjoyment, the emotions come after. It doesn't matter how you feel. You can go to an event not really looking forward to it and coming out of it and being like, wow, that was awesome. Have you ever experienced that? You go into a situation where you think it's not going to be fun, but then looking back, it's awesome. You're like, oh my God, I'm so glad I did that. You're going to have a lot of those moments when you're dealing with anxiety. When you're overcoming your symptoms, you're regaining your social life and you're focused on long-term freedom. You will see, you'll have a lot of situations where you're like, man, I didn't think that was going to be fun, but I'm so glad I did that. You'll almost get like a high from it. You'll start realizing, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. What else can't I do? What else can't I do? And that is a very beautiful journey by itself. Now, one of the last things I want to talk about, and this is something that comes across a lot in the mentorship, and I have a lot of people ask me this, is, you know, what if, you know, people know that I'm dealing with anxiety, or you know, what if people just think I'm weird when I'm going to these events? And what I would say is, number one, when you go to these events, like I mentioned, don't chase joy, don't chase enjoyment, just go for the sake of going. But also don't try to pretend to be someone you're not. Be congruent with yourself. So if you feel not that great, or you feel a little bit down, that's okay. You don't need to pretend to, you know, like be this charismatic person. Just be yourself. Just be congruent. Be nice. Be polite. Ask people questions and, like, you know, engage with people. But don't be somebody that you're not. Just be yourself. If people even know that you're anxious, or people think that, you know, you might be a little bit weird or you're a little bit quiet, who cares? Like, who truly cares? Remember, recovery has a lot to do with the fact that what you can control and what you can't control, right? You can't control your symptoms, but you can choose how to respond to it. You don't know when you'll experience a setback, but when you have a setback, how do you respond to it? And so when it comes to other people and what they might think of you, is that something you can really control? I mean, sure, if you're, you know, kind of a jerk to them, then yeah, they naturally won't like you. But if you're, you know, being cordial and you're being yourself, and if they don't like you or if they think whatever, who cares? Like, who really cares? See, a big part of the recovery journey that was very important for me is recognizing that my values and how I view myself is more important than what other people think of me. And so a lot of people that struggle with, you know, what other people think of them, or the fear of judgment, or the fear of, you know, someone knowing something about them, or whatever it is, you know, they think that they know that you're dealing with anxiety or whatever it is. At the end of the day, if you make their opinions more important than yourself, you really need to work on having self-respect. Because the truth is that nobody likes that. Nobody likes somebody who feels like their own opinions are more important than what they think of themselves. And so it's important to understand that if they think whatever, who really cares? At the end of the day, how do you feel about yourself? What are you doing? Are you in line with your own values? When you do that, regardless of how people think about you, they'll have respect for you. Because they will say this person is doing what they feel and they don't care about what anyone else thinks. And so whether this person is my cup of tea or not, it doesn't matter. I got to give them respect for the fact that they're doing what they want. And you can't help but have respect for somebody like that. And so it's important to recognize that it doesn't matter what other people think of you. At the end of the day, it's what you think of yourself. So I hope this video helps. If you want more resources on the recovery journey, including success stories, I'll put links down below as well. There's a free ebook. There's the community. You can apply for mentorship. And if you want to know more about the recovery steps, like how to recover, the first thing I mentioned in this video, make sure to check out this video up here. Thank you. See you in the next one.